live from Solidarity Realty Studio in downtown Madison, right on State Street. Part of the Civic Media Network, it's Outside the Pizza Box. And thanks for tuning in to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Of course, you can download the Civic Media app, and you can find it on Apple and Google Podcast, right? Well, you know, anything happening in the news this week that anybody wants to talk about? 844-967-2789. That's the number to call if you got something to say. But I got to tell you, this inability to think critically is widespread. And I mean not just in America, but across the entire planet. We are literally on fire. And I'm stunned that I'm just not hearing more people talk about the devastation of the fire in Hawaii, right? I mean, this is just one climate disaster. Okay, it's not just climate change. It's one climate disaster after another, one after another. 55 people dead, hundreds missed, and I'm sure the toll's going to rise. People were literally running and jumping into the ocean. Which reminds me that people are still surprised that, you know, people are being bitten by sharks. Really? There's sharks in the ocean? Wow. I mean, I'd start panicking if there were land sharks, but there aren't. So I don't really go into the ocean, but that's beside the point. People literally running for their lives. And when you look at it, Hurricane Dora was, you know, just, I don't know how many miles per hour it was, but just fire blowing across the island. It's devastating. And as I've been mentioning, the other climate disasters, the coral reef that's just totally exposed to devastation right now off the coast of Florida. And what, you got that idiot DeSantis down there isn't even talking about that stuff. He's too busy going after like Disney and talking about how slaves acquired skills on the plantation. That's what Florida is. That's DeSantis' plantation. Yep. Then we, you know, I talked about the glacial ice, the lowest it's ever been in Antarctica. And nobody's panicking. I mean, you should be. I understand. Yeah, you know, it's Friday night. People want to go out. Packers are playing preseason. I just don't have time to be distracted like that at this point. We should be rallying. I mean, you watch all these stupid movies where, you know, we're under attack by aliens and everybody comes together and, oh, we're going to save the planet. And now nobody cares. So the worst part is, I mean, numerous people don't even know about the things I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, about that fire in Canada. Yeah, that's no big deal, right? Ron Johnson, climate change is good for Wisconsin. Yeah? I mean, we're next, Ron. Which, yeah, but we can't reveal all the secrets. My plan of attack next year to level the playing field for the citizens in Wisconsin. But I've got a plan. And I don't want to put it out there too soon because then the Republicans might want to try and do a counter plan. Because that's the way they work. They're not smart enough to come up with what I'm going to do. And I think it should be successful. But back to this. I mean, it's awful. We've had the hottest July in the history of man. Well, hottest month ever. 81% of the country or the world last week was above normal temperatures. Feeling the heat. We didn't get it as bad up here. Of course, you know, you got Great Lakes. That helps quite a bit. And that's why they're so valuable. And we don't, I mean, our water's tainted. We aren't doing anything about that. What are we worried about? Well, from the Republicans, we're worried about, it's got to be Hunter Biden. That's got to be connected to Joe Biden. And these clowns want to impeach him. And then the journalists, if that's what you want to call them, they don't confront these guys and say, well, wait a minute, you know, look at all the money that Trump's pilfered from people, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, and you guys are like, $20 million. Now, let me explain something to you. That's called nepotism. That's called privilege. That's called access. And all those families have that. That's the problem with our DC, and has been for a long time, is once people get there, it's like you got to get in line with the profiteers that will keep you there. And if you push too hard, and look what happens. Now we got all these crackpots in our Congress. How do you get rid of them? Well, first of all, in Wisconsin, we're hoping that they'll redistrict. It's already before the courts. A complete collapse of our ecosystem is what's happening right now. And we're like one cataclysmic event to just end us. When they talk about the doomsday clock and they say that it's 90 seconds to, it means the planet's never been more under threat from man, from the nuclear buildup that's going on and all the nutcases that are like shooting them off, practicing, showing, yeah, we'll show you. I mean, this is an inability to critically think. What's worse is, okay, so you've got the crowd that doesn't know, but what's more frightening is the crowd that knows and doesn't care. The people that are in a position to protect the planet and the future of their children and grandchildren just won't do it. And it's the media that's blowing this out, man. Just, oh yeah, let's see. That's like a little feature they throw in there. Oh, that's devastating. Okay, on to the next story. Oh, here's the donation line, right? Oh, we got the disaster relief on the way. Should have been prepared before the disaster to try and stop the damage. And if I'm telling you, 844-967-2789. Out watering my tomatoes and admiring my mom's flowers. And oh my gosh, there's a monarch butterfly. That's like the third one I've seen. That's not a good sign. It's not a good sign. As many flowers and plants that are on there, I got a lot of bumblebees, but the monarch butterflies are just about gone. And people are saving them. They're growing them and releasing them. And that's what we need to do. We need to do that with everything to replenish the planet. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the human part of the ecosystem is the most useless portion. If we were gone, the planet would still go on. But with us here, it's not going to. It's not going to. Nobody's doing anything. I don't know what it's going to take for the leaders of the world to get together and have another climate conference. And I don't care if they're fighting with their neighbor and stuff. It's time to, like, you know, think critically. Well past that time. But if we're going to have any chance at all, we're going to have to stop focusing on yacht fights. Saw a lot of that on the news. It's still going on. Some guys are going to be charged. You know, I got a lot of friends, right? You know, friends and family, they're not white. Never will be, fortunately for them. that's the way they feel anyway, right? I'm the white descendant, and everybody else is brown after me. They know what's going on. This is just like, you know, I said to my friend, I go, you know what? I guarantee you somebody was using the N-word there. And sure enough, that's what you find out. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, hate crimes, racism. Oh, never in my lifetime have I seen it at a higher and more, you know, what, out in the open. That's a good thing his friends came to help him out. But, you know, I don't believe in, you know, resorting to violence. I believe in defending that. And then the sports stars fighting each other. Here, drop the gloves and let's buy. Dude got clocked. he put down his glove and he put up both fists. Come on, let's go. And he took a few swings and missed and then right into a right hook and down he went. I don't want to see that at a baseball game. I don't want to see that. I don't go watch boxing, man. If I wanted to see any of that, I'd be watching that nonsense all-star wrestling that people just, you know, just, I had friends soaking that stuff up for decades. And I think it leads to the diminished capacity to critically think. I'm going to be honest with you. I sit and shake my head and go, really? Why are people watching all this? Nobody's talking about the 49,000 suicides last year. Highest ever, right? Everything. We're setting records all over the place. Climate disasters, murders. Yeah, and then each study comes back and says, well, there's a high correlation with the availability of guns. Who would have thought that? Sharks in the ocean, and guns are the thing that's killing people. And yet you still have the other, well, the guns don't kill people. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, the people with the guns kill people. It's always about law-abiding citizen. Well, they're all law-abiding, I guess, till they shot somebody, right? So you could make the argument every time that somebody shot somebody, they used to be a law-abiding citizen, and now we can't have him out there anymore, right? Political violence just skyrocketing. Dude, where was that? Utah, was it? Yeah, Utah or Idaho. He's been making threats about Biden and other people and the governor of California. And, you know, sounded like some of the guys that call these shows on this network. I'm not going to name names because that wouldn't be fair. Or would it? See, I'm not too worried about people's feelings right now when we need to slap some sense into people. Not physically, obviously. I don't like getting slapped either. But oops upside the head kind of thing. I feel like I'm being squeezed, man. Tempted. What? This is the only place we got, man. When this earth is gone, so are we. So is everything you like about being here. Except for the billionaires, man. They got a plan. They got their rockets. They got their space stations going on. Yeah. No other place like Earth, man. We'll be back next segment. Tempted by the fruits of hey, welcome back. Fastest hour in radio. You know, you always got these guys that are, you know, backing the Republicans and complaining about the Bidens and this and that. And it's like, have you ever seen how many times I've been kicked off Facebook? I got the jail shirt and everything from fighting with the upper Democrats, I'll call them, you know, for lack of it. Well, because I don't want to say anything nasty on the radio. But that's when I get kicked off more often from Democratic primaries. So what do you want me to do? I got Biden and Trump to choose from last time, right? Every Democratic primary, I get kicked off a bunch of times on Facebook, and it's not because I'm making threats or anything, but it's because I'm trying to be critical thinking, critical of them with my thinking. And other people feel the same way. Jeez, do you know how many times Bernie would have won? Get over it, man. And I'm going to get over it and go to Joanne for a second.
Thank you so much for these amazing shows on Friday nights. You're donating all of this time and energy to educate us. I'm especially worried about what's happening in the Atlantic off the coast of Florida, where the big fish are literally getting loopy. They're going crazy because of the warm weather, the warm water. And I've been hearing some people speculate that the warmth is changing us too, that we're getting dumber because of these changes in the weather, and we might not have the intellectual capabilities of coping with all of these issues and doing that critical thinking that you're talking about. And I'm so grateful that you're emphasizing that. We need that critical thinking.
Well, I don't know if maybe it's this, okay? Maybe, you know, if they legalized marijuana everywhere, that would solve a lot of our problems because people would start thinking critically and they wouldn't be affected. Because I don't think I'm getting dumber. I don't know. You know, my mom didn't say anything about it before she left. You know, but no, you're right. And thanks for calling. I appreciate it. We missed you for a couple weeks. You must have been busy.
I was out of town, so. I should have called in from elsewhere. But
yeah,
what this show does is go to the important matters. I mean, there are other progressive shows are all focusing on how to get Donald Trump for something he did a long time ago or whatever, which is important, but it's going to be distracting us from focusing on these amazingly important issues.
Precisely, and thanks again.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, you can't turn on any of the national news networks and get anything worthwhile out of it. And when they do bring on somebody that's talking about it, like I said, they just kind of like brush it under the carpet and move on. It's like they don't see it. It is really bad. It is so bad that I feel like it's a combination of a couple of comedy sci-fis that aren't really that funny when it's happening right in front of our eyes. Extinction. The process is well on. Okay, so, you know, look, we just passed what climatologists, scientists, whatever. You guys think those guys are loony or something? You must think they're loony, right? Because they know more than you about, you know, what's really going on. Because you're too busy with your entertainment and your culture wars and all your other nonsense that you're doing. To understand that we just passed the point that they didn't think was going to happen this quick. That we've now heated the planet 1.5 degrees Celsius. Now, I know a lot of you all have 1.5 degrees Celsius. First of all, that's not Fahrenheit, okay? It's a little bit different. Secondly, do you know how much that took to heat this entire planet that much? The sun couldn't do it without our help. Without deforestation and destroying our oceans. Yeah, wait till that one pump starts. Stop. It's on, man. They're going to stop moving. Some of these waters are just going to stop moving and swell up and just, it's on. All the islands will be gone. Half the species, first round. I mean, we're that close. We really are. We got time for Mary? I'm going to take Mary in Wauwatosa.
Hi, Pizza Box?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I think about issues and problems from a functional point, that being root cause. And in my opinion, part of the root cause of these major problems in society goes to the media and its failure, its shirking its responsibilities. When I listen to the sensational media reports of the extreme weather events, I fail to hear media tying them to climate change and global warming. It's probably more lucrative for them to sensationalize its reporting than to, you know, inform and educate the public.
Well, absolutely. I mean, who are they controlled by? You know, this is corporate media. Yeah. You know, which is, just call it what it is, you know, fossil fuels and everything else that's destroying the earth. And mm-hmm. And they're getting away with it. And I'm sorry, but I just don't, you know. For me, it's not doomsday. It's any day now.
Yeah, it's discouraging. Thank you for your highlighting all of this. We really need it.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I, you know what? I don't care if some of the things I say, you know, bum people out and stuff. This is like stuff going on, man. And this human behavior that's just gone, like Joanne said, with diminished. Whirly girl. I had to play this for my friend. By the way, don't forget to check out Jeff's Guitar Clinic, right? In Stoughton. He's got handmade guitars. He does lessons, gift certificates, does all kinds of repairs if you need them done. And he lives in a nice part of the countryside where they got trees. Some of my favorite things out there. They also got mosquitoes. But you know what? I saw a couple people with some really bad bites, little kids. They were out doing something. And I looked at their mom and I said, mosquitoes, those are bad. They were really bad. And I'm like, I thought they were extinct. They will be. And so will we. We'll be back second half. Message from Stevie Wonder to the Congress of the United States. Because you haven't done nothing about anything. It's all this stuff that he's saying about in the 60s and 70s is relived by me. Thought we went through civil rights and everything. No, they haven't done anything about violence, gun control, nothing. Nothing about climate change. Nothing about homelessness, mental illness. How do I know? I know the people that are suffering from all these symptoms and sufferings, man. It's just, it makes me sick. I see people sleeping on the street all the time. But I want to tell you something. You know, these climate disasters, you want to know who's going to survive more than most of us? That's right, people. People that are living in the streets know more about surviving than any of us that have shelter right now. And there may come a day where just the power's gone, right? Another fire comes through. Any of you guys got an idea where you might want to live when all this stuff goes about? I can tell you where I got my manhole cover picked out. I got the tool to open it, and down I go. A couple jugs of water. Couple cans of beans, and at least I'll last 2 days longer than the rest of you clowns, right? They might survive it and be those people that come out and tap on the covers at night. We all go hunt the surviving people that still have mansions that they live in. Where do you guys want to live with sci-fi? Let's do this, man. Let's just make it happen. Make it happen. I guarantee you, I'm more ready than most. And I don't mean, no, I'm not armed and I'm not, you know, but I'm just ready for that day, right? And I'm like Woody Harrelson, man, in 2012. You're standing on a hill. Here it comes, baby. He's broadcasting just like I am, right? Telling you what's coming. Don't listen to the crazy guy. Turn that channel off. We don't want to hear that. It's Friday night, baby. It's Friday night. Let's go out and have some fun. Now, I do want you to go out and have fun, right? But then you got to, once you go out and have that event, you can't just keep distracting yourself from the realities that are happening in front of us. This is war, famine, pestilence. Sound familiar, evangelicals? They're cheering for it. Yeah, I'll tell you what, when I saw Trump on TV this week. Now, who else gets away with threatening people like that, right? That dude in Utah didn't. I'm going to get Biden when he, hey, you, what, come out of your house. Oh, I'll point a gun at you. Probably not a good idea. These guys are a little stressed out too, buddy. Everybody's stressed out. Not me, man. You can't let it get to you. You gotta like, man, you gotta be outside the pizza box. You don't wanna be hung up at, you know, inside when things are going down. You wanna be on the edge. Ready to leap. I've never felt more confident that these impending disasters are just not very far away, right? Yeah, this could be the last Packer season, folks. That's what I mean. I can't even get excited about, well, sports are what I use for just a, you know, maybe a few hours a week just to see who the, I mean, look at that guy. Wow, he pitched 9 innings, shutout, and then he plays the second game and hits 2 home runs. That's kind of cool. That stuff's cool. But what I really like is what some of these guys do off the field, helping their communities, you know, building homes for, buying apartment buildings. And a lot of people are doing that because our Congress isn't doing anything about income inequality. I mean, these nuts in the Congress. And I'm not going to say that about Democrats, right? Sorry, Republicans. I'm not a big fan of Democrats that aren't progressive. In fact, I'm not a fan at all. And if you ask me, I would tell you that's a worse enemy to me than a Trump supporter. Because I can at least talk to the Trump supporters and find common ground. But I can't with like a guy like Joe Manchin, right? Certainly can't with Senator Tuberville down there in Florida. Oh, wait, he's from Alabama, but he's living in Florida, I heard? Yeah? There's a smart potato for you. I know they like to say it's Tuberville, but it's not. It's 1B. It's Tuber for a reason. Comes from a long line of potatoes. And whenever a guy says, I know more about black people than most people do up here in Congress or on the Hill, that's somebody that I'm going to tell you right now. He knows more about racism than most of the people up there, being from Alabama and a part of that tradition at Alabama. See, you do have to know history. Otherwise, you repeat it, and that's what we're doing here. I see that the Republicans had, the Dane County Republicans were getting together at a pizza place, and it's award-winning pizza, and so, I'm going to tell you right now, I troll. Hell yeah, I troll. I eat trolls, right? I mean, you come after me on Facebook, I'll come after you on Facebook, right, Trump? And like, way to ruin the pizza. And she's like, oh, you're liberal, this and that. And, you don't want you there. And I'm like, well, don't worry. I don't usually attend Nazi, functions. And then she says that, oh, yeah, that's funny. The Democrats are the Nazis. Yeah, really? January 6th. Oh, Watertown Pride Fest. Yeah, I mean, they were wearing swastikas. Those are your guys. No, the guys with the swastikas, lady, those are the Nazis. Not the people they're attacking. You guys are idiots. And Putin's doing the same thing. Denazification of Ukraine. And he's changing books and changing history. Just like Clan DeSantis is trying to do down there. Meanwhile, his state is in dire straits. And the one of the biggest companies that there is struggling, Disney. That's because of him. He went out and hurt sports franchises that were about diversity and inclusion. What a thing to be against. Diversity and inclusion. And I'm going to say it one more time. If they don't want diversity and inclusion, let's not include them anymore. It's pretty hard, isn't it? All you see on TV is Trump, 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 Trump. Oh, there's a yacht fight. Oh, look at sports, sports, sports. Oh, yeah, there was a fire in Hawaii. Oh, too bad. Next story. It's just nonsense. Over and over and over again, I get nothing from it. I think, I'm definitely going to get rid of the cable after my little promo time is over. Because I don't need it. These guys are just trying to turn my brains into veggie sauce, too. It's not going to happen. Hey, man, let's go to Jim in Appleton. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
It's great, can't you tell?
Oh, yeah, you're on a real roll. Yeah, you're not wrong.
No.
You were, but
I'm at least,
the
look.
The bottom of the hour were...
Go ahead.
The top stories at the bottom of the hour was the crypto coin guy is trying to get his bail reinstated, and Mike Pence is happy that Hunter Biden now has a...
special prosecutor on his ass.
Yeah.
But, that's the thing. You could point out to these guys. nothing after the Trumps, though. You could bring it up and they'd just shrug it off. Well, we're talking about now, not last year.
Yeah, right. And they're still doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's all they got.
Pulling in money left and right from the Saudis.
Yeah.
That's true.
I know. $2 billion for for Skeletor. Some guy called me Skeletor. And I was like, dude, I got more muscles in my poop than you got in your whole body, man. Don't even call me Skeletor. I'm not the one hiding behind a fake face and everything. You know when they don't have a face on their Facebook and they got like just a couple of things, you know, a couple of posts, different profile posts, and that's it. Well, I eat trolls, Jim.
I know you do. Here's a funny earth thought. Perhaps the fires in Hawaii are getting rid of the vegetation so that when the islands sink, they don't damage the ocean quite as much.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that something?
No. The islands won't sink, but the ocean will come up and cover them up.
Yeah, it's on, man. And thanks for calling. But there's nothing good going on around the world. This doesn't get better by, like, the hour. It gets worse by the hour. Man. And it's sad because it has been pretty nice around here, you know. I'm used to, you know, feeling that heat of the summer. But compared to what everybody else is going through around the planet, you know, triple digit, 115 for 30-some days in a row, cacti dying. It's getting pretty bad, folks, when a cactus can't live in the desert, right? It's just, there's no end to this. And unless we do something like, you know, real soon, like 20 years ago or even longer when Jimmy Carter tried, you know, he put solar on the White House and then Reagan came in and took it down. Everything that's happened since then has been just the wrong direction. And it didn't matter if Democrats were in office or Republicans were in power, you know, whichever way, we haven't progressed to where we needed to as a race, a human race. And now it's on. And we're not going to defeat climate disasters. They're going to happen. And they're happening more frequently. But when you see these guys saying, oh, this is a 500-year and 1,000-year event, and they're a week apart in different parts of the world, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. It's getting closer and closer and closer. And nobody's going to sound the alarm. I'm frustrated with it all. I see all these young people and that, you know, the Republicans mock them when they show up and they're smarter than, you know, the legislators. So they have to mock them because they're too stupid to do anything but that. If you think that these people in D.C. that represent Wisconsin, this Gestapo Van Orden and Terrible Tom Tiffany, you know, Taint the Water up there, Tommy, and Glenn Grossman? Have you guys ever met any of these? Ron Johnson? Republicans, he said that climate change is good for Wisconsin. You've got to get rid of that guy. You should be recalling his ass and run a different Republican. I'd support that. I'd be willing to work with, if there's any rational Republican voters that aren't happy with their party either, you know, sit down and let's start, you know, figuring out a way that we can make a difference. Instead of them just beating the crap out of us. I'm struggling with it. It's like, I don't compromise with racism and fascism and ignorance and cruelty. I'm not into that. I like the other way around, right? But it just blows me away that, you know, this country, which tries to brag about its faith and, you know, its morals, and there are none. It's a free-for-all out there. It's like, you're judging people because they're different than you, but the things you're doing are worse than the people you're trying to judge and projecting everything onto other people. Man, I ain't the problem. Got time for Isaac? After the break? Okay, cool, man. Yeah, see, you know, I didn't want to cut him off here. Nate's doing a good job. I told him he can participate too. Because all these things affect him more than me. I already got 62 years in. Oh, we lost Robbie Robertson.
Yeah, I can see it now.
He sounds like me, doesn't he? Smooth.
He does.
Yeah, I bought this album back in the '80s. And somewhere down the crazy river. I hope things change.
God, it was too hot to sleep.
Too hot to sleep, man. What am I gonna do now? I'm gonna find my manhole cover. Take my radio down there, my Red Cross radio that I can crank up and crank up. I'll be around somewhere down that crazy sewage river. One more segment. We'll be back.
I don't know. The wind just kind of pushed me this way. She said, hang the rich.
Yeah, another Stevie Wonder song, huh? The only way out of this is to reach the higher ground. Huh? It's not easy, but it's fun. Elevating people that are struggling more than you. That elevates you, that elevates them. Gets more of us in the battle to save humanity and the planet and the future for all our children and grandchildren. Man, welcome back to the state of Wisconsin, where alcohol, tobacco, and firearms have more rights than women. What do you think of that? Huh? See how I use the ATF there? But it's true. Hell yeah. You'll never be able to get rid of alcohol that destroys people's lives. But oh my God, let a woman decide what she wants to do with her life and her body. And by the way, your Viagra shipment just came in. Right, guys? Huh? If God didn't give you the ability to crank it up, you shouldn't be able to use something else. Sorry. That's just how it works. Hey, let's go to Isaac. Somewhere, let's see. Isaac, somewhere in Wisconsin, right?
Correct, yeah. Colgate, exactly.
Colgate, cool, man.
You're hilarious. I love your despair.
It's tragic. Humorous. It's tragic hilarity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I truly believe that our country was created through a revolution, and to bring us into the future, there's going to have to be a revolution. And I don't say that lightly, because violence should never, ever be a first resort. It should be an extreme last resort.
Right.
And I don't have hope for liberal Democrats and the conservatives. I feel that the only thing that might be able to bring us into the future is the thing that's been demonized for the past 80, 90 years, which is communism and the communist theorists.
Well, I'm more of the socialist, because, you know, all the resources shared by all the people, and it, you know, people want to turn that into, oh, then you got all these people, they're not going to do anything, and we don't get anything nice and stuff. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. What it does is it provides that base, which creates your society so that you're not at each other's throats. You're all equal. Mm-hmm. All it means is, yes, you have public education, you have access to healthcare, all the things that so many other countries have and are doing much better than us. Namely, just look to the Scandinavian countries, right? But when you see allies, right, isn't Poland one of our allies? And they're joining up with Belarus to go against Ukraine? I mean, this is insane. This is like Castle Risk, man. And I'm really good at that game, I'll tell you. I won like 10 games in a row.
I'm horrible at that game.
Strategy, man. Always go for Germany first.
You can't let it happen again.
It's happening right now, man. It's pretty frustrating. Yeah. You got anything else, Isaac?
No, just that fascism grows up in capitalist soil. So
yeah.
If you want to uproot fascism, you got to uproot capitalism.
Yeah. And again, I said,
battle, so.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, communism, socialism, we can apply these names to them. But if all the people are represented fairly, I don't care what you call it. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, I'm watching these guys. These guys are talking about, well, what are we doing now for... Oh, and by the way, you know, you national pundits and stuff that say, oh, I don't think you can go after these fake electors. How are you going to prove it, right? How are you going to prove that, you know, they knew what they were doing was illegal and this and that? That's not an excuse. None of us has that excuse. I didn't know I couldn't rob this bank, right? Hell, I didn't know. And then delay the process of prosecuting the worst people that need to be prosecuted the most. And I'm for ringing up all the guys that are corrupt in D.C. I don't care, Democrat, Republican. I don't live that way, okay? The one thing I do support is, like, progressive. That progressive caucus of the Democratic Party, Bernie and all the women of culture and all the diversity and all the fairness and love and hope and protect the planet and think critically, people. Yeah, that's who I support. Yeah, hell yeah. Be an idiot not to, right? But you guys want to play politics and play the game. And then you can't accuse me of any of that. I gain nothing out of the things that I do to try and tell people what's going on. I'm not telling you. But I mean, when I'm out there doing it, and I see what these people are doing, and I confront them, and they sure as hell know who I am, right? That's the best part. You could do the same thing. Because when somebody asks you who you are, I am nobody, man. That's got to be pretty brutal, man. I'm getting under your skin. I'm nobody, man. There's a whole bunch of people just like me. Like, more of us than anybody else. How's that make you feel? These guys get scared. You know, you can go and put pressure on these people in a manner where if somebody gets scared, well, then you just say, well, yeah, well, that's what the truth does. It kind of makes people look at the floor and run away and scream and holler and cry. I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police. Man, they did that to me a million times, okay? But the best way to do that is to have a friend there with the camera so they can film the whole thing. And what'd you do wrong? Nothing. Yeah? You'd see cops and legislators run when they find out somebody's filming them. While they're trying to create a situation to put you in a bad light, all of a sudden, the camera comes and saves everybody. And if it wasn't for that, and I'm going to be talking about that on some future shows about police departments and the cover-ups and the things that go on that, you know, yes, that's been going on for ever and ever and ever. But, you know, the film doesn't lie when you roll the tape, man. Does that mean we're down to a minute? I always got something to say. Almost always. I'm going to use this on my way out every week now.
Yeah.
not dead yet. I don't drink booze, man. I cut my sleeves off. I work a couple days a week. Take my disability. Spend an hour on Fridays. I'm glad you could listen again. Right here on Mad Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Civic Media Network. Right here in Solidarity Realty Studio on State Street. State Street and Fairchild, right? I mean, you couldn't be more on State Street than that. A lot of activity going on. Music on the street. Mm-hmm. Thanks again, Nate. Engineer, producer. First time through, not bad. You can be more talkative next time.
We'll see you about next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. 10 seconds. See you later.